Welcome to a new podcast, My Energy Game. And today we are very excited. We've got Adi Fatugadada. She plays for Watford FC Women. Hello, Adi. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. And we also have Tina Hertz, who is one of our experts, co-founder of My Energy Game. She is a psychologist by trade, used to work for the NHS for many years, and now for the last few years of her life, she's been working around energy as an energy therapist, helping different type of people, but obviously really keen on supporting elite athletes in their day-to-day struggles, and also in creating a new way of kind of like working around your energy to be able to perform better on the grass. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, Edu.
Excellent. So basically today is going to be just between Tina and Adi. Tina is going to do like a one-on-one session with Adi. Obviously, we are very thankful to Adi being an elite athlete. I believe you've been having a training session today.
Yeah. Just a few bits we've been working on.
Excellent.
Ready for the season.
Excellent. So you see, I mean, thank you so much for your time. So this is a one-on-one session from Tina Hertz with Adi Fatugadada.
Hi. Right. I just wanted to kind of start with a few questions. And I wanted to ask you, what tools away from the grass do you think are important for you to perform better as an athlete?
I think that's a good question. I think self-reflection is a big one for me. I need to be able to look at my game and be honest with myself. I think that's when the most growth comes, when you can, you know, look at your own performance and not only praise yourself, but give yourself, you know, things to improve on.
Yeah, that's a good answer, because then you're checking on your energy, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly that. You know, I'm able to, you know, not let myself, you know, get ahead of myself and also not let myself get too down. So, you know, I think self-reflection is a very important tool for any player to have.
Yeah, very good. So, can I ask you, do you feel being aware of your mindset emotionally and your well-being and your thoughts, do you think that can help you achieve your goals? And why would that help you achieve your goals?
I think so, because it can help with your temperament in terms of, you know, when you're on the pitch, you know, if you're not feeling quite yourself, you know, there's certain things you can do that can maybe trigger to help you get into that certain mindset or that certain mood to play football. For me, what I do a lot is, you know, if I know that I'm not feeling quite myself and I can feel this before the game's happening, I'll put a certain playlist on. I like to create playlists of different types of music and just put my headphones in and just try and vibe to the music and try and get myself in a mindset to be ready to play football. So I think, yeah, being aware of your emotional when you're and your mind and how you're feeling and being in touch with those emotions is very important, I think.
Oh, that's good, because that's what I like to work with, because I feel that gets you back into your focus if you're aware of how you're feeling, what's going on, mm-hmm. and also at times giving yourself time to connect to your thoughts and your feelings before a game and also before your training and things like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it can be hard, especially if, you know, you're like me. I still have to work and play football at the same time. So, yeah. You know, if I've had a bad day at work, you know, I can listen to music and flip my mindset straight to, you know, okay, we're going to football now. And something my coach has always said to me is that, you know, you have to wear two different hats as a female footballer, and you have to have the hat of just life, even as a footballer in general. You know, you have to have the hat of life where, you know, your everyday life and day to day with family, friends and stuff like that. And you have to have the professional hat where you go to football, you go to do a job, and, you know, certain triggers and certain things can help you shift between the mindsets.
Oh, that's good. That's well done, because it seems like you're finding different techniques to help you with all that and to help you perform better. That's well mm-hmm. done. I think that's very good. Do you also think time management is important and helpful? And how do you see time management?
I do think it is important. Yeah, I think obviously having a structure is important in life anyway, in general. You know, it's you've seen it with lockdown. You know, I if I'm being honest, during lockdown I did struggle in terms of structure, because obviously you're not getting up to go to work and football wasn't happening. And it was basically you're kind of living on your own time and doing whatever you wanted. So I kind of came out of that routine of, you know, life, which was hard to kind of, now that we're out of lockdown, to get back into. But I think managing your time and having a structure is very important in terms of keeping a consistent mindset in that sense, where you know every day, okay, I'm doing this, then I'm doing this, then I'm doing this. And there's you kind of create time in a sense to be able to, I don't know, after work or after whatever you're doing, you know that you have your chill time, you know that you have this and have that. So I think it is good, you know, for certain people to have structure in their lives.
Yeah, well done. I think that's very important. And do you feel, because it sounds like you are using your own techniques to get in touch with yourself, but do you feel also like using techniques such as maybe meditation, mindfulness, even using some visualization can make you sharp on the pitch?
I would be interested to try it because I never actually have, you know, tried I've tried a bit of visualization, but I don't think I've quite mastered it. Meditation, I definitely haven't tried. So, you know, I'd definitely be interested in things like that and, you know, breathing techniques. And I think it would be interesting to see if it could give me that extra 1%, because, you know, every player is always looking for 1%. And I'd be willing and, you know, grateful to try anything, really.
Yeah. Oh, that's good, because that's one of the things that I like to work with. Meditation, showing visualization is really important, because visualization, you are imagining what you want to attract into your life, and you can use different techniques to actually manifest where you really want to be. And it's very useful tool to have. And the other thing I was thinking, do you feel living in the now more can help your vibes and give you more energy to better your game?
I do think so, yeah, because, you know, the energy that you put out is the energy you get back. So if you're too busy worrying about the future or thinking about the past and things that may have gone wrong or gone right even, you know, you're not thinking about things that are happening now, and you may miss an opportunity that, you know, you could use to better yourself. And I do definitely think a lot of people do live in the past or do live too far ahead in the future and forget about now, like you said. So I do think that that is an important thing to make sure that, you know, we do, especially in this age of technology, where we're always, you know, on our phones and not really, you know, if you're in a moment or at a concert, we're always filming it instead of just enjoying the moment. So I think that's something that has gone missing in our generation and something that I think needs to be brought back.
Yeah, I think that's very good. Yeah, that's the one thing that I'm very interested in, to make people, I feel, like you said, the more we're in the now, the more we're not going too far ahead, we're not going too far behind. The more we're in the now, basically, that makes our energy stronger. We're aware more of who we are right at this moment.
And yeah, well, we can't affect the past or the future, you know, we can only affect now. So that, for me, that should be the only focus, you know, you that's the only thing that you can affect, you know, and you can only worry about what you can affect at the end of the day.
Yes, totally agree. And also, do you feel that having me time, and it sounds already that you do take some time for yourself, but do you feel having that me time can put you on more of a winning streak when it comes to your game?
Yeah, because I do feel like there is such a thing as being too ingrained and intertwined into something. You know, I think it's important, especially in a game like football, where there can be such highs and lows, to be able to reset yourself. And I think having time for yourself, where, like I said, you can reflect and you can relax a little bit more, is very important, because, you know, as footballers, we're always training, we're always playing. There's always, you know, some sort of, we're always reading books, trying to get an edge on, you know, opponents, which I think is very important. But at the same time, I also think that it's important for us to be able to reset and to be able to take time to spend with family, with friends, with, you know, ones we love. So I think it's very important to take time away from your sport that you play and, you know, take time for yourself.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, thank you for giving me your time, and it's been lovely to talk to you.
I've really enjoyed that, to be fair. I did.
Oh, thank you. I've enjoyed talking to you too.
Well, Adi and Tina, I mean, I'm listening to you both, and it's really exciting because I've always been a great believer, and right, this is why obviously Tina, Mark, and myself set up My Energy Game, and obviously people like yourself, Adi, are supporting us, and we are very grateful for it. But it's because we truly believe that there is a new dimension in you know, coaching in football. It's not just about obviously what we've always done, which is work on technique, on the tactics, as you said right now, reading books about the opposition and doing the analysis and obviously sharpen up in the gym, which, by the way, all of that is massively important, right, for any athlete to train properly. And obviously recovery, massive now, you know, everyone is talking about it, and I agree 100%. But what about the energy? What about the vibes in the changing room? What about the vibes about yourself? And that's why we wanted to have this conversation with you, Adi. So what do you feel, obviously, as an elite athlete, as a football player yourself, do you think that there is a space for this new way of coaching or new way of understanding our game, you know, adding this dimension around energy and vibes in our weekly coaching?
Yeah, of course. I definitely think so. I think, you know, like you've mentioned, in every other aspect of sport, you know, you get coaching on your physical, your technical. But the most important for me is, I think, the mental side of it, you know, and that's what you use in a lot of sports, you know, to play. I know you use your body, but your mind moves your body. Your brain functions, you know, and is responsible for your body. So if you're not taking care of that, and no matter what you do to your body, you're not going to be quite there or quite sharp enough. And I think sharpness starts in your mind. And, you know, I think, like I've heard you say a lot of times, you know, I think good people make good players and good athletes. So I think the more you work on yourself and the more you travel and you learn about world and life and, you know, about yourself, the better you can only become a better player and person.
Yeah, I agree. And obviously, as you say now about obviously your mind moves your body, I'll go deeper, and that is the idea of obviously adding this dimension around vibes and energy. I mean, it's your thoughts, it's your energy that move your mind. And so that's why probably working on the psychological corner is important and it's massive. But I don't think in football yet we've gone beyond that psychological corner and try to also understand our true nature, our true selves, to be able then to, in a way, accept or master our mind.
And allow ourselves time to do inner work, to work with all the different aspects of ourselves, the emotional, the mental, the intuition. All these kind of things are very important to make you who you are.
Yeah. How many times we've spoken? It's funny because I've spoken quite a few times with Tina around gut feeling and about the intuition and about that. I do believe that, and you can back it up or you can disagree, Adi, I believe that sometimes players act by instincts. I mean, as much as coaches want to believe that, you know, we are there kind of telling the players how to play, I mean, ultimately, your gift is an instinct, is something that sometimes you do know the decision you're going to make on the pitch just because you do know, because you have it within you, and that is your gift. And that is intuition, and an intuition is energy.
Yeah, no, I completely agree, Kev. I mean, some of the best things that I've ever done on a football pitch has been down to, you know, intuition and down to just something that I've done. And I'll look back on it sometimes after games and I reflect and I go, I didn't even mean to do that. It just kind of happened. And I think a lot of footballers could relate to that, you know, in a sense of that's something that you can't coach, really. It's just instinct, and all you can do to bring that out is to sharpen your mind up as much as possible, I've found. So, you know, working on the mental side of your game and the energy that you put out there is the only way that you can train that, really, that I find. As long as you're positive, you know, you work harder in training, which will then have a positive effect on yourself. So, yeah, I think it's definitely intuition and gut feeling is something that can't be coached for sure.
Well, thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much, Tina.
Thank you. And thank you as well, Adi.
Thank you for having me, guys.
You're more than welcome. Keep it up. Take care, Adi.
Take care.
Bye. Bye.